Okay, well, welcome to all of you. I'm Marty Einhorn, the deputy director here. Our esteemed director, David Gross, we hope will make an appearance late this afternoon. He hasn't quite discovered that even with a Nobel Prize, he can't be two places at once. But we hope he'll show up in time, at least for the town hall discussion. I have a few announcements to make. One, there's the staff who are around are wearing name badges, so if you have any questions and you see somebody with a name badge, just go right up to them and they'll help you. Parking in the lot here is available on the fifth floor only, according to this. I actually know. Can you do it on any floor on the weekend? That's what I thought, but well, maybe this is only during the week. But there's you have to use the exit. What? Okay. All right. Well, you're on your own, but let me tell you. let me tell you what might work. No, I think this will work. This has to do with the history of this stuff. On the fifth floor, there's this, you know, on every floor there's this machine you can put money in to get a permit. But on the fifth floor, there's an option called exoplanets on the machine. And that option enables you to buy for $3 a day pass. Now, I assume you've already parked, so if you bought one on a different floor, it's probably okay, but can't be sure. Okay, what else is important? Where are the bathrooms? There's a men's and women's across from the courtyard, just out the door here to the left. And there's a men's at the end of the hall straight down here, and a women's directly above on the second floor. All the refreshments and food service will be in our courtyard out here, so you'll see it if you go out and turn left. If you need to get to a computer, there's a computer room upstairs with terminals and computers, room 2202. If you have or if you want wireless access, there is going through the air an internet link called KITP Conf, for KITP, short for KITP conferences, as you might guess. And no password is required, so you can just hook up with your wireless to that and get on the internet. I'd like to mention that just about everything we do here is recorded. Oops. Now, if you don't want to be recorded, if you're a speaker, that's an option, and we can even do a little post-editing if you wish. But it generally doesn't intimidate people, and anyone who thinks that what they say to this audience will stay in this room ought to rethink that. It does. What's that? I didn't quite catch it, but maybe you'll share it with at refreshments. It's been recorded. So feel free to interrupt the speaker with questions of fact, and discussion will take place immediately after the talk. So if you want to dispute, it's up to the speaker whether to defer it or not. For those who are speakers, please give a copy of your PowerPoint file or whatever you're using for presentations. There's a flyer in your packet that will give you further instructions. One thing we do with our conferences, including this teachers' conference, is budget time for discussion. It's built in, and our breaks tend to be a half hour long, and lunch is an hour and a half or 2 hours, and discussion is an essential part of what goes on here. So that's partly why people come here. So please feel free to speak up and so forth. I'd like to ask, how many people in the audience, if I could see a show of hands, are here for the first time? So it's a good turnout. I see, recognize some faces, but that's good. We're always eager to find new people, and we hope that you'll each one tell one, so to speak, that you'll tell your friends and acquaintances throughout the country. How many people here are from east of the Rockies? Wow, isn't that wonderful? East of the Mississippi? Thank you very much. So that's great, great. All right, well, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I'd like to introduce Adam Burrows, who's an organizer of a program we're running, a research program we're having on exoplanets, and he's been responsible for organizing the talks today, and we appreciate him very much for his efforts. So, Adam, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thanks, Marty. Well, as many of you know, exoplanets is becoming an increasing focus of the astronomical community around the world. It burst into the scene maybe in 1992 when the first planets around a pulsar were discovered, but in 1995, it exploded even more vigorously with the discovery of the first giant planet outside the solar system. And it was found in such proximity to its central star that it left people scratching their heads for many, many years. What we've found since is more than 450 planets outside the solar system, with a variety of orbits and characteristics that is boggling the imagination. And as I say, the subject is not only blossoming, but an increasing number of younger people are jumping into the subject. It used to be in astronomy that all the bright stars would be going to cosmology. Stellar astronomy was left in the as a backwater. But now you can see that cosmology has reached a mature stage, and exoplanets is actually coming to the fore. There's a decadal survey of astronomy that is being reviewed right now in private to try to determine the next 10 years of U.S. astronomy. And I can say certainly without a doubt that they would be remiss not to put exoplanets front and center in a way that they couldn't have possibly been done 10 years ago. The program that we have at the KITP on exoplanets is lasting for 4 months. It's bringing together some of the many of the foremost researchers in this subject. We are reviewing every aspect from dynamics to structure to atmospheres trying to understand them in detail, but there are many, many open questions. The people we've brought for you today at the middle of this program, right at the Nexus, are some of the foremost researchers in this subject and also known for their ability to communicate broadly what's happening at the forefronts. The first speaker I'm going to introduce has been working in the solar system studies and in exoplanets for a number of years. He's one of the deans of the subject. Alan Boss is at the Carnegie Institution of Washington. And his talk is going to be on the crowded universe, the search for living planets. And so I'd like to introduce Alan Boss for your delectation.